It finally feels like training camp is truly underway. Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. We've got a great show for you on this Friday. We're going to showcase highlights from the first full squad practices, but we're going to focus a little bit on the quarterback position. We're going to let you listen in as to what it's like to be quarterbacks coach Don DeFilippo during practice, but we're going to get things kicked off the right way. Our Alex Smith goes one-on-one with the man who was the number two overall pick in 2016, had a record-setting rookie season, and had quite the offseason getting ready for his second year in the NFL. Here's our sit-down with quarterback Carson Wentz.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the NovaCare Complex Eagles training camp. Well underway here in South Philadelphia. I'm Alex Smith, joined by Eagles quarterback Carson Wentz. Carson, I know you've been here all week long with some of the rookies and selected vets, but now that the whole team is here, does it kind of feel like the first day of school? I mean, how exciting is it to have everybody back in town?
It did. Yesterday, it sure did. You know, that's why I actually told somebody that I'm just finally getting everybody here. I know I can speak for more than just myself. We're all just really excited to finally get back. You know, summer was great to get away, but we truly believe we're building something special here, and I think a lot of us are chomping at the bit to get back. So seeing everybody again yesterday, sitting in those meetings and everything, it's just been an exciting time.
So everybody gets back in, Coach Peterson addresses the team. What's the message this year after going 7-9 last year?
Yeah, well, the message was pretty clear, you know, that wasn't good enough. That's not where we want to be, and at the same time, we realize how close we were in so many games. So the message is this league is it's hard to win. It's hard to win close games. So we're gonna hopefully switch that around a little bit, and you know, hopefully we can. Our goal is to win the division, and then keep playing into January and see what happens. And that's been the resounding message for sure.
Carson, I know last year was a crazy year from you in terms of the draft and then being named the starter right before the season starts. But did you take some time this off season to kind of, you know, take a step back and reflect on it?
For sure. Yeah, that was the biggest thing, I think, the month of January and most of February for me to just kind of get away from football for a little bit. You know, I made a deal with the coaches that for a good month I wouldn't throw a football, wouldn't touch it.
Was that tough on you?
It was a little bit, but it was really good for me at the same time. You know, it was good because, like you said, that first year, playing all 16 games, going through the draft process, it was all just a whirlwind. So I've really was able to take that time away and come back for OSPs and OTAs and, you know, just kind of hungry for it, then take a little more time this summer. And I've just been really, really antsy, chomping at the bit, ready to go. And I just feel a lot more refreshed and rejuvenated and ready to go because I did take that time.
What do you think the biggest thing you took away from last year was? What was the biggest learning point for you?
I think the biggest thing, kind of like I already talked about, is just it's hard to win. You know, this league is – everybody's so close. You know, anybody can beat anybody any Sunday. So it's hard to win, and we just got to learn how in those close situations, those tight moments, to find a way to dig deep and get it done at the end.
Carson, are you a guy who puts a lot of stock into your own personal stats? Because in all of sports, but really the quarterback position, people tend to look at touchdowns, interceptions, you know, completion percentage. Do you put any stock in your own stats?
I don't put stock in personal stats. The only stat I care about is wins. You know, wins and losses at the end of the day, that's what matters. That's what a quarterback is judged on and should be judged on. You know, stats, they come and go, you know, but at the end of the day, are we winning or not?
Mm-hmm. Talking about the quarterback room, you have Nick Foles in here, a guy who's been here before. Yeah. He started. He knows this fan base. What's it been like working with Nick?
Yeah, it's been great. You know, him and I are very similar off the field, similar beliefs, similar, you know, values and everything. So it's been great to kind of pick his brain a little bit and get to know him. And, you know, our relationship, you know, as far as football goes, it's kind of just beginning. Mm-hmm. And so this, I know this season will be a fun year with him, and then also Matt McGloin. Mm-hmm. You know, we're all kind of different, but we have the same goals, and we all get it. So it's cool to kind of see the dynamic kind of coming together as camp is here.
Externally, from a fan's perspective, there's always high expectations with this team.
For sure.
They're the most passionate fans in the NFL, but do you set expectations internally?
Oh, for sure. You know, my expectations, you know, like I said, our goal and expectations are to be playing into January and see what happens. And I definitely have high expectations. You know, 7-9 for me, it'll never be good enough. You know, that kind of ticks me off to be done before the playoffs, and I never want to have that feeling again.
Carson, my final question for you here. I know it's been a busy off season for you, but one thing you were able to do was start your AO1 Foundation.
Yep.
How happy are you to finally get that going?
Yeah, that was super exciting. You know, it was – it's kind of a long time coming because, you know, I think I've kind of told a number of people, but once I was drafted, I knew I wanted to do something with the foundation and find a way to give back. So that was kind of a long time coming. It was stressful a little bit setting it up and making things go, but my brother was a huge part of that and helping facilitate everything. So getting the foundation website going, getting the event going back in North Dakota, everything went really well. And I'm really excited to see where the Lord takes that.
Carson Wentz, thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
Appreciate it.
And thank you all for joining us right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Great stuff, Alex. Now, one of the reasons why Carson Wentz has been able to make a smooth transition from the college to the pro game has been the support staff around him. One of those men, quarterbacks coach John DeFilippo, helped get Derek Carr's career off the ground before coming to Philadelphia. The former Radnor High School quarterback was mic'd up for a practice during OTAs. Let's take a listen.
Now, hey, I want to see your eyes to me, number one, hard, okay? Give me a chance, and big reset over to two. Okay, here we go. Give me a chance. Give me a chance. Give me a chance. Not there. Good reset. Well done. You have to get that thing up. Get it up. Get it up. Get it up. Get it up. Attaboy. Much better. Two, three, four, five. Good. Reset. Ball. There we go. Nice shot. Well done, man. Well done. Good. That's going to happen fast. You move the ball up to the 9-yard line. 9-yard line, left hash. Okay, I have a wide nine technique. I got two wide nine techniques right now. The end, after I work a play action peek, is going to be up the field with my first step. Vinny, I need you right here, my friend. Okay. I want to anticipate it up and over right now. Get the down flat right here by the tight end. Here we go. I'll be the DN. There we go. Good. Get up and over. There we go. Very nice. Very nice. You guys know it's wet with no cleats out here, right? I don't want to fall on my butt. Okay. Good. Yeah, right? I know as much as you guys would love to see me slip. Okay. It's not going to happen. Too good of an athlete for that. Good. One more time around. Here we go. There we go. Good. Come on. Come on. Atta baby. Atta baby. Good play action peek there, Nick. Good. Come on. Get up. There we go. Good job. Good. Same thing going the other way. Hey, really got an opposite elbow violent turn this thing now. Okay. I got to come around here. I got to really get that elbow turned. Get that thing turned. Get it turned. Get it turned. There it is, right there. Nice. Well done. There you go. That's better. Much better wrist. Good. Strong to weak, huh? Yeah, this would be spread left. Actually, no, hey. Yes, this would be spread left from the left hash. Yes, spread left from the left hash. Good. Bury that thing. Good. Get that safety to bite down. Bang. Oh, that's a good time right there. That's the timing you want right there. That's a good route, Mac. That was a great job of lifting your guy into the defender. That was a really good job. Treggs ran a great route by lifting his guy into the guy over. That's what you need if you're going to get that look.
I love it.
Here we go, man. We're moving.
We know you want to see the action on the field. You want the highlights. We're going to get to them right after this break.
At Lincoln Financial, we get there are some responsibilities of love you got to do on your own, and some you shouldn't have to shoulder alone, like ensuring your family is protected today and tomorrow, no matter what the future brings. Ask a financial advisor how life insurance from Lincoln can help start protecting your family's financial future now.
He's found the end zone over 17 times today. He is a professional football watcher because he has NFL Red Zone from NFL Network on Xfinity. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity. Don't wait. Click today.
Eagles High School Football Showdown, presented by the Rothman Institute at Jefferson, celebrates local high school football teams and coaches. Visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com/showdown to vote for this week's Game of the Week. Welcome back to Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity. I know you're all clamoring to see what's been going on here the last couple of days at the NovaCare Complex with the entire team on the field. It's time for some highlights. Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity is off for the weekend, but our camp coverage does not and will not stop. So make sure you're on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, the Eagles mobile app, and our social media channels for the latest news. I'm Chris McPherson signing off. Thanks for joining us, and have a wonderful Eagles weekend.